From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's look at your first, second, and third team All-NBA. When it came to the vote totals, your guy James Harden got the most, more than Russell Westbrook.
The reality is those two should have gotten the same amount.
They're the same guy. They're both jack up a bunch of stats and then choke in the fourth quarter of playoff games.
Someone voted Kawhi Leonard to be third team.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Someone voted LeBron James to be second team. Harden, Westbrook, Kawhi, and LeBron.
Locks.
There wasn't even a debate on there should be someone ahead of them. Nori Aoki is making more than Jose Altuve. Tony Sipp is making more money than Jose Altuve this year. Evan Gattis. Luke Gregerson is making more money this year.
If I were Jim Crane for a day, Jose, you know what we'd like to do? We'd like to give you a five-year extension. We'd like to bump that to, say, 12 or 13 million this year.
That's what I would do.
If you'll agree to two more years, I'll take you to 13 right now. And then we'll go 13, 15, 17,
and
19.
And then we'll renegotiate after that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed anything that you heard there, all available at podcastarena.com. Also, a lot of Chris Cornell talk today is, don't like to say honor a guy who killed himself, but we are enjoying his music today. Yeah. So, Double Down says to tell Beth she apparently needs to develop a rattlesnake-themed adult toy market in Florida. I'll waive my royalty rights. Yeah, maybe she should open a store in Florida. All kinds of weird stuff would happen there. Lamont said, if that caller's mad about other shows using sports, wait until he hears TV show recaps and chic tweets. Blitz could go down in history as one of the most robbed shows in Houston. Hey, man, I consider that flattery. People take our stuff. It means we're doing something they like.
What are you going to do?
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Speaking of TV recaps, I watched the third episode of American Gods. Not a bad episode, although the gay sex scene with the genie, I knew it was coming from the book. I did not need to see that. Just so for those of you watching the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. 713-780-ESPN 281. So, Fred, what did you think about Dak's performance against Green Bay last year? Why are you guys pulling one game out based on... I am curious to see how whether he gets better, worse, or stays the same. Has nothing to do with one game that he played last year. I think he had... It started with the Minnesota game. They won the game, but yeah. Minnesota did a really good job against him. And he was not as effective as he was earlier in the season. But, look, he may be Pro Bowl caliber. He may be awesome. Maybe all pro. He may regress. I don't know. Neither do you. No. And if you're a fan and you think that, okay. You're entitled to think that. But don't expect me to tell you everything you want to hear about your player.
That's the thing.
That he's a dog or he's great.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's garbage.
No, I know.
But I you know what I said. I mean, as the season went on, things got tougher for him. And the game late at the against the Giants, when he threw a couple interceptions, they put up 7 points in the game. That's the one that jumps out to me the most.
Yeah, but no, he played well in the Packer game. He's not the reason they lost. They just got outplayed. But... in general, no. If you're expecting me to tell you I think he's going to be the greatest thing in the history of the world, no. And if you think I'm going to tell you I think he's going to suck, no. It's just you're getting my opinion, not yours. Sorry. Let's squeeze in some calls.
Sure.
Jordan. What's up?
Yeah, so I wanted to go back to the if you were to take any three players from around the league
okay.
to beat Golden State and Cleveland.
Okay.
And I'm going to say if you take James Harden at point guard, simply because he can shoot better than Westbrook, you throw in Anthony Davis at center, and then Giannis Antetokounmpo. I know that's kind of weird because he's a little bit young and he's still coming into his own, but I think he's a heck of a player. And if you put those two together, even on the Rockets team that you have right now, they'll put up a pretty good fight.
I don't think they would.
I think they put up a fight, but I don't think they're better.
Yeah, they're not better. Would they be a good team? Sure.
Yeah. The question is, would they be better
than the Warriors or the Cavs? And I think the answer is still no.
And I don't know that there's three guys you could put together that would make them better than either one of those teams.
I honestly think you need a point guard that can actually take care of the ball against those teams because you got to maximize all your possessions.
Mm. I think, like, if you went... You went John Wall and Anthony Davis and maybe, God, that's the other, I mean, I just don't know if I can come up with a third guy that's going to make that. No.
I just don't see it, man.
I don't see it either, honestly. maybe Paul George. What about that? Like, okay, John Wall, Paul George, Anthony Davis. I think it's a really good team. I just don't think they're better than the Warriors.
I think it depends on who you have to fill out your roster.
Yeah.
Because I think you can probably go without Anthony Davis and add somebody that's just a solid rebounder. You can probably go with a shooting guard.
This day and age, you don't really need a big as much. Like you'd almost be better off having like a John Wall with a guy like Harden or Westbrook who can take a bulk of the shots. And then just having your front court just be filled out with guys who are basically just big bodies who rebound.
If you give me, you know, the Nene's and Clint Capella types for that, yeah. I'm okay with that.
But regardless, a team built around those guys is still not going to be better than the Warriors are right now.
And getting a lot of, you know, Chris Paul, if you made him your point guard.
Chris Paul can't stay healthy.
No. And everybody keeps trying to put Leonard in there. Leonard is not on the list.
He's not available.
Stop it. Let's try Sam real quick. Let's talk a little football. What's up, Sam?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, good job on the Chris Cornell music, first of all.
Thank you.
That dude is awesome. He will be missed.
He will be.
All right, look, y'all kind of already touched on what I want to talk about Dak Prescott and I think he did a pretty good job for being a rookie. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Okay.
And kind of like Troy Aikman, I mean, just put into a system. And Troy Aikman, if you actually watch it, Troy Aikman didn't really throw for a lot of yards. They had a running game that sustained him, and that's how he made his living, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And one more thing, y'all.
What do you got?
Woo!
Okay, thanks for the call. That was
that was so dumb because he was trying to set that woo up the whole time.
God, it's so horrible.
Yeah.
If you're going to call in and just woo.
Yeah, just do it. Don't start with
just
not
show
making,
up front that you're a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't just sit there and make no points about anything. That Troy Aikman, they ran the ball. Woo! Yeah, that was you just congratulations. You just made the worst call of the day. And that was a really bad one you just beat. Man. Some people don't deserve to live. Yeah, Chris Cornell hangs himself and this guy's alive. Come on, Sam. What's wrong with this world? What's wrong with it? We lose a true artist, but we have a wooer who's alive and well.
That's true.
Let's try Brad. What's up, Brad? Brad?
Hey, quick question for you. I'm a little biased towards LeGarrette Blount because last season I rode him to a fantasy title. I know this isn't a huge fantasy show, but now that he's in England, I made a late-night inebriated bet with a friend of mine that he would score 12 touchdowns receiving and rushing combined this year, and then it turns out he's going to Philly. What do y'all think? How stupid was that bet? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily changes a whole lot, him being in Philly versus being in New England. So, if you liked the bet before, I'd like it now.
Yeah. So I wish that caller had been bit by a rattlesnake. That is the kind of guy that would try to kiss a rattlesnake. 713-780-ESPN. Like, everybody's sending me three names, and I'm telling you, none of them are going to be better than the Cavs or Warriors.
No. I don't know that any three will be better than the Spurs, honestly.
I think you could beat the Spurs with three of these guys, but not those two teams. It just, I'm not seeing it. I mean, you could be competitive.
Yeah.
I think the best team would probably be Wall, Harden, and Paul George. And that's not good enough.
No.
Yeah, that would be a good team. I mean, it depends on the other pieces you have, too. Because you need to go eight deep.
But the other pieces, whatever other pieces you add, like just, I mean, assuming you've got those three guys at big money deals, the guys you could put around them are still not going to make them good enough to beat the Warriors or the Cavs.
Oh, well, let's do it this way. The Rockets roster, as is, if you're going to take Harden, you put two of those guys on there with him. You
okay.
Get rid of Trevor Ariza.
Subtract Trevor Ariza and Pat Beverly. Add John Wall and Paul George.
Yeah.
They're still not beating the Warriors.
I'm kind of with you.
I mean, I'd be interested to see it for sure. I'd like to watch that team, but I still don't think they'd beat the Warriors. This Warriors team, people don't realize how, like, you know, and I know people around here for whatever reason don't like them. I count myself lucky to be able to watch this team play, and I understand why people don't like it because it's sort of a super team, and especially now with Kevin Durant. To me, it makes it all the more entertaining. I love watching these super teams go at it. You know, I love that LeBron brought Kevin Love in and basically made a guy who was the best guy on his team the third option, and he, you know, took a team that was basically nothing and turned it into a contender. And then I love the way that Golden State drafted three guys that really nobody else was crazy about, and all three of them hit massively. And then Kevin Durant just decided to come play with him. I love it. I love it. So, I mean.
I just wish, and kind of getting to the whole point of that conversation, I wish we had three or four teams like that instead of two. I think it would make the, or at least.
I don't disagree.
Then it would be more interesting, and I think it would make the game.
You know what? If San Antonio can land Chris Paul, I think maybe they get into that class. Because. Mm. Paul, Kawhi, and Aldridge with the best coach in the NBA, that'd be interesting. Of course, they'd have to stay healthy, but it'd be interesting. But, yeah, it's just hard to have too many teams like that because there's only so many great players in the league to go around.
Right.
Man, I don't even know if we play this game and you even give them Kawhi Leonard, I don't even know if that beats the Warriors or the Cavs.
Yeah.
Sam texted us. I should give his phone number out over the air and let the blitzers just destroy
What'd
him.
What Sam say?
Says, I wouldn't kiss a rattlesnake. LMAO, just really think y'all are pompous Richard heads. 9-1 fan here, Sam. 936, I should know that. From a 936 text. I should give his number out. What do you think, guys?
What's a 9-1 fan?
He's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., so he's a real fan.
Oh, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad.
I like those guys, too.
I do, too. Go listen. Feel free to never listen to us again. We don't need you. We're fine. Now go hang yourself.
If you're a 9-1 fan, why are you listening now?
Yeah.
That's what I'll never understand. Why people, if you don't like our show, don't listen.
We got plenty of other people we like to have.
We're good.
And pompous Richard heads. Okay. That's probably true. Certainly pompous when it comes to losers like you. Oh, well. Bye, Sam. That's the last run you ever get on this show. Guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And really cool place. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools, some of them good kids who just happened to, you know, some of them had to get jobs to support their families, or they had travel problems, or maybe they had problems seeing and nobody knew that they needed glasses. Well, that's what Houston Can Academy does. They take these kids in, they give them another chance. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great things. They work around whatever problems these kids had. And they need your help. And it's real simple. Buy your help, just a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, anything. Maybe it's been sitting out in your yard. Maybe it's, you know, got it out in the field. You're going to fix it up. You never got around to it. Well, donate it. And here's what they're going to do. They're going to come tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. So you get a write-off next year, which is great. and get rid of something you're not using anymore, get a tax deduction, do a good thing, and you also get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell me you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And no matter where you are, if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow the car. Right off the car, not the kid.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
All right, it's that time.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Beth?
I'm so good. I'm so glad to be here. And I really appreciate that y'all started, you know, without me when I have to sit out in the producer booth and basically laugh out loud by myself and nobody can hear me when you talk about biting rattlesnakes and things like that.
I'm against biting rattlesnakes.
You're all about kissing, so I figured you'd be about kissing a snake. Or is that a euphemism?
No, I think that's exactly very, very good. I like that. Okay, but so I am so silly, right? On one show, I admitted to y'all, I've never even kissed a girl, right? But what I have kissed is a gerbil. And it did not go much better for me than the guy kissing the rattlesnake went for him. It bit the end of my nose, and I kept trying to pull it off, and it just held on. And my brother came into the wherever I was and started pulling it off, and the damn thing like basically ripped its teeth through my nose. Yes. So that was my experience with gerbils. So I have actually sympathy for that guy trying to kiss his sweet little snake.
Sweet little rattlesnake. There's nothing sweet about a rattlesnake.
Maybe he didn't know it was a rattlesnake. Yeah. Is that a possibility?
I'm sure that the rattle didn't give it away.
That would kind of let me, you know.
And the fangs, yeah.
Oh, maybe it was dark. I don't know. I just can see they're just so cool, and you just want to get close. And anyway, but
okay.
Like I said,
well, that explains.
So now I think I should do a song about I've never kissed a girl, but I kissed a gerbil.
So you're into bestiality, is what I'm hearing.
Thank God. I never did it again. I am a quick learner as that blood drift from my nose for hours, but yeah.
If you have questions for Beth about anything that's not bestiality, you can text the show at 713-780-3776, or you can call in.
I want a recap of your show.
Oh, thank you. Love and Laughter with Beth. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so first of all, y'all are really my heroes, because it is really hard to run a whole show, and I don't know how y'all do it and make it look so easy. You do all the transitions.
We're
you do all the
professionals.
Ads. You really are. You really are. You laugh about that all the time, but I would love if I could just sort of get a little bit of that professional stuff in there. And I was nervous as heck. I'm like still nervous, and I don't get that nervous about stuff, but yeah. So, but it's fun. We had a professor from human sexuality there and one of his students who is also a stripper.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Beautiful, young, smart woman, really attractive, and
did she do the show topless?
No. No, that would be like some other kind of exploitive show. But no, we just talked, and it's really interesting.
Let me just pass you a hint.
Yes.
You want the audience to be more interested and invested in the show?
No.
Have her do the show topless.
No, I'd be the one watching. I don't really need to see that. No.
I mean, Fred, did she not just say she wishes she had some of that professionalism? She wants to know how we do it.
Yeah, this is how we do it.
Oh, really? Really? Okay. Professional.
How many times has a hot chick been in here for me to interview, and I've not in some way exploited them? A hot young lady.
It's never happened.
No. How would you exploit them? I've heard you talk
time.
To people. How have you exploited?
I mean,
you
not in a negative
them?
Way.
No.
Well, exploitation's
but I just talk up
a negative.
No, it's not necessarily. I mean, if someone comes in here and tells me there's a stripper.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're going to focus on. That's the whole topic of
least,
the show.
At least want to see bra and panties. I mean, want her to strip down to that at very least. Mm. I mean, if that's her job, that's what she's here for, right?
You get play-by-play of her stripping?
Yeah.
Did you ask her favorite song to strip to?
No. Okay, so apparently this is why y'all need to come help and guest host with me I'm all about the work.
That's
the
question,
right?
I mean, first question I want to know.
Does she do
like,
extra business in the champagne room?
What's
no,
your song?
She does not. And in fact, she
what's
actually makes...
What's the percentage
makes,
that she gets compared to the club owner?
That's a very good question. I don't
know.
So
if you get $30 for a dance, how much goes in your pocket or in your panties? And how much goes in the club's panties?
Okay, you tell me when you're going to come back on, because she's going to be... working with me and help me as an intern for the show. So come
these
on and we're going to talk about these things. I never thought about that.
That's all anybody thinks about, Beth. Come on.
I'm telling you. Apparently, I just think differently. Okay. But she did tell me, like, she doesn't even take her top off and stuff. She doesn't even have to show her boobs.
She is.
She can make serious money because she's...
Not from us.
Well...
I'll boo her ass off the stage.
No kidding.
Yeah, listen, here's the rule of thumb when it comes to strippers.
Okay. Yeah, tell me.
And I haven't been to a strip club in a long, long time, but the rule of thumb is on the stage, they have two songs typically.
Yeah.
The first song, you're allowed to keep your bra on if you must.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be easier for you to get tips if your top is off from the go.
Right.
But the second song has to be fully topless. Otherwise, you're a sorry-ass stripper.
Well, but what are you tipping them for? To take their stuff off or because you like what you're seeing?
For them to dance and be naked in
front
of you.
And then rub up against you, yeah.
Well, I thought you pay extra for them to come rub up against you.
Well, I'm just talking about on the stage.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So on the stage.
I mean, they're supposed to dance for you. And being as it's a strip club, you strip and then you dance.
Okay, so
I could just go to the regular old club and have girls dancing all over the place with clothes on, and I don't have to give them any money.
So her approach was that because of the anticipation and stuff, people will tip her more in waiting for her to take it off.
Yeah, that works once.
Well, I don't know. I think she's.
I'm talking about repeat customers. You want somebody to come back? You want these daddy deep pockets to start showing up at your club every other night? Dropping a couple hundo on you, got to get naked.
Guys with HBO money, yes, that's what you got
to
do.
Okay, so let me ask. So why do guys go to the strip club? Because if you just go and you go get all excited, right?
Because they take you in the back and give you a handy.
Oh, really?
That's what I hear. I mean, okay. I don't know. I don't.
So
go.
She says, like, she doesn't do that. I'm sure other people do that.
Well,
or something,
no stripper says out loud. That
no,
they
they're
do
not going to admit to that. No,
I think she would tell me. Are you kidding? You don't know what we talk. People tell me all sorts of stuff. Are you kidding? So I admit that I, you know, got kissed a gerbil and got bitten on the nose. So people can tell me anything, I'm safe. But
why didn't you kiss the stripper?
But that never occurred to me any more than asking her how much the club takes. I'm telling you, without you guys, I don't think of these things.
We're giving you gold here. You don't need us.
Yes, you are giving me gold. No, I definitely do need y'all. And
well, what's the
y'all,
plan for this week's show?
So this week's show, we're going to talk all about basically how to make love easy and hot again. And so we're going to talk about blindfolds and all sorts of things people can actually do in their own home to get more, get what they want, and give what they're wanting. So today I did a blog on cunning moves. So that could be just a start for people to get things going. And then the following week, we're going to celebrate love with veterans. And so I'm very excited because we've got a guest coming on who's a veteran. And we're going to talk about all the different ways how intimacy is such an important part of vets coming back and what they need and how to help them and stuff. So we're going to make it all about them.
I'm a big fan of blindfolds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because?
Because then they don't have to close their eyes and pretend I'm somebody else.
Oh, it's funny. We're going to do a date night at the Darling Way date night on June 9th at the shop. And the topic is going to be how to use fantasies to make your love life hotter at home. Because really, right? Fantasies can really increase your arousal and the stimulation as long as you let your partner in on the secret. Because, Fred, we talk about you. You admit you think about aliens 90% of the time.
Not
I think
90% of the time.
Well, that was your number, to be fair. Some things I remember.
No, it's just if a hot alien chick showed up from Alpha Centauri.
Do you ever pretend like Val is an alien?
No, I don't. I just get her drunk and she falls. She passes out.
But then you don't pretend she's an alien.
No,
when she's,
no. Okay. I just
like you don't pretend like you've given her some sort of sedation and you're going to investigate like how she's different from human women.
No.
Oh, do you know there are romantic props that I think I might have sent you the link at some point, Fred? Where basically you can inseminate your partner with like an alien egg.
Nope, I don't like that.
Yeah,
no, that's not. That's a little much.
That was too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I never know where the line is. Yeah. I always like to go a little bit past that line.
Well, you always go past that line. Damn gerbil
but
kisser.
You're so fun because your cheeks, you just blush like a teenager, Fred. It's just so much fun to see.
I'm a prude. What do you want?
I know. At the shop last week, everybody was talking about how they
were talking about his nipples, weren't they?
No. Actually, he looked so good in that shirt. You kept ragging on him. But no, they were talking about how he just kept smiling and his cheeks just get red. And he's got this grin like he's a 13-year-old boy looking at a Playboy.
Some chicks were saying that about him?
Yeah.
Hot chicks?
Well, I don't know. You saw all the women that were there. So, yeah. I don't know what your version of hot is.
Why didn't you tell Fred about it?
I'm telling him now.
I know, but why didn't you tell him then so we could have made a move?
Because his cheek, because he's married and because his cheeks would have gotten redder.
Maybe Fred would have decided was the time to leave his wife and find a new one.
Well, No, I'm not. I don't ever want to encourage that. No.
Aren't you happier since your divorce?
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's okay for you, but not for Fred?
Well, but I didn't do it because of some hot guy standing next to me.
Doesn't matter. So the reasoning, you're happier divorced. You found happiness.
Right. I would encourage people to find happiness. I'm all about that. But that's not just a substitution. So leaving a marriage has to be a decision about the marriage.
I'm not leaving my marriage. Right. I just want a side piece. Question for Beth. The wife
Fred's such a pig, isn't he?
I'll treat her well.
No way. I got your back, Val.
The wife said a while back she would be game for a threesome. What's the best way to bring this back up with
her? She's lying to you.
No.
I'm guessing she might have been drunk.
No, I think there actually are a lot of people. In fact, I've had some people come in and talk to me about how to bring an extra person into their relationship and stuff. And so I would tell you, there actually are different clubs around that are swingers clubs. And the first way would be to invite and to try and go out there. It's amazing how interesting it is. And if it's really something that works, I know couples that just go and they go basically get their voyeur on. They watch other people, they have lots of fun, and then they go home and get busy themselves. And it works all the way around. And then some people might decide to venture out and start, kiss a girl or kiss a boy if you want to and see how it goes. But there are books about it that we sell because I think everybody should read and really have some good, frank conversations. And at some point, we'll do a workshop on that, adding other people in. Oh, and the New York Times just did, New York Times magazines this week was on non-monogamous relationships and marriages. And it was really interesting. This reporter followed couples for a whole year that ended up opening themselves up and having different other relationships and still staying married and one separated. And anyway, it's so interesting. So bring it up. Don't be afraid. Do it sometime, but don't force it on it. Just start talking about how hot it would be and what you'd like about it and what she might like about it.
But mostly try to make it sound like it's all about her.
Yeah.
But mostly, right, we'll make it all about her.
Yeah.
618.
Make it seem like, I'm not really into this, but if you really want to, I'll do it.
No, I don't believe in budging. Because I think people need to start being more honest about that they are into it. But that they wouldn't do it without, I know, AJ just sits here and rolls his eyes at me.
Honesty is the best policy. That's so old school.
Yeah.
I know. What is wrong with me? I'm such a modern woman in some ways and so old-fashioned in others. It's ridiculous. God, shame on me. But
618 says, give you some real gold. Have you do your first kiss with the stripper on the show.
Oh, there you go. I would be happy to kiss her on the cheek, but really.
No.
No. You got to go full on
tongue. I'm not exploiting my own sexuality any more than I'm interested in exploiting somebody else's. I really want it to be.
Dude, you have a show now. You have to be exploitive.
No.
Ratings.
I couldn't do that. That would be like cutting off my arm. No. No. The only way ratings matter is when I'm just doing it my way.
Joan.
Hey, when I was a lawyer, I'm telling you, I don't cheat. I don't lie. I just want to follow the rules.
Lie or cheat.
Right, but I don't want to feel bad. So I don't want to exploit. I just want to talk about all sorts of fun things because that's hot enough.
What you have to look at it this way, okay? A little radio advice. You go on the show. You have your time that you're there.
Yeah.
And have fun. Cross lines. You cross lines with me all the time. You try to make me blush.
It's so easy. It's so much fun.
And that's where you try stuff for the people. And then when it's over, you're done with it.
Well, but I'll do that. But I don't do things with you that I'm not comfortable with, right? So that's the thing. It's just that my different.
Well, yeah, but you're comfortable with them and I'm not.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay. You're already making people uncomfortable.
Yes, but
make yourself uncomfortable.
Oh, I'll make myself.
Branch out. Don't be scared.
No. I know. I just don't want to feel like I'm doing something for not good reasons.
Kiss the stripper, not the snake.
Not the gerbil.
I think we got to quote that, right? Kiss the stripper, not the snake. The poor stripper. Yes. But anyway. But okay, so wait. We've had lots of people going on honeymoons these days, right? This is wedding season. We've got anniversary people.
Divorce season.
Oh, gosh, so sad. But let me tell you, for honeymooners, if you know somebody who's getting married, you need to tell them, whether it's the man or the woman, they need to bring lube on their honeymoon. This is the most overlooked item in anybody's honeymoon packing, and I absolutely want to get the word out. Because every bride is dehydrated because she hasn't been drinking all day because she doesn't want to have to pee in the dress. She's stressed out. She hasn't had enough sleep. And all of those things mean that she's a little bit drier in all the parts of her body. And And yet we all want to have newly married romantic things, right? So we don't want her dry. A little bit of irritation the very first night they're married can mean that the whole honeymoon she's in pain and not enjoying it, or trying to get around not having any.
I think the better thing to do is at the honeymoon or at the wedding reception, only let her drink water, maybe give her an IV.
Well, okay, an IV would be a good thing. But short of that, I think everybody needs to bring lube. So I've now started, like, and I tell people all lubes are not created equal. So this is my my public service announcement today, is that if you know somebody getting married, you need to give it to them. You need to give them a travel size, because they need to pack it in their carry-on bags, not check it, because then it could get lost. And every honeymoon couple should come back, you know, waving their hands going, yay, we went through 3 bottles, 4 bottles, woohoo, yay us, and be proud of it. That's my little take and my public service message. So.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
If I get married again, I'll be sure to keep that in mind.
Yes. Well, or if you go on vacation with your wife, if you leave your kids behind, and especially if you go someplace with salt water, which also dries us out.
I hate salt water.
Yeah.
For that reason.
That's why?
Dry vagina. No, not really. I just don't like salt water, period.
But see, now you know the added benefit. Are you going on vacation this summer?
I am.
Where are you going?
Pacific Northwest.
Oh.
Seattle and Bend, Oregon.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Is it dry up there too?
In Bend it is.
Oh, okay. So yeah. We'll have to send you with a bottle of lube too.
Okay.
There you go. Everybody, I just should be throwing it out from the windows and stuff.
My right hand doesn't need lube. Tell people about the show and how and what you guys are, when you're on, and that they can get the podcast at Podcast Arena and all that stuff. Give them all the details.
Oh, see, this is the part of the show that I don't know how to do yet. I don't know how to have this whole spiel come out. So, but you can follow us on Twitter at Love Laugh. The show is Love and Laughter with Beth on 97.5, the station ESPN, 10 o'clock on Saturday nights. We're on the Podcast Arena and on iTunes. We really appreciate it. If you'd also follow us at @darling_way for the shop, Darling Way, we'd really appreciate it. And the shop is at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. So come see us. Come talk to us. Come get lube for all the honeymoon couples, anniversary gifts. And please, y'all have to teach me more.
Oh, you did great on that. See, that's how you do it. Uh-huh. Just kiss the stripper. That's our...
Kiss the stripper.
Not the snake.
And all, I mean, stripper questions, 101. Favorite song to dance to, your cut versus the house cut.
Okay. Anything else you want to know?
And how much to take a guy in the back for a handy.
And...
Okay.
Like a percentage, I mean, I assume that when they're on stage, they get to keep all those tips, but I think the club, they split on like table dances and stuff like that. But you got to ask these kind of questions.
Okay.
Like what kind of, when you're looking for a stripper song, like what's the ideal length of the song? Do you want a longer song? Do you want a shorter song? You know?
What if a guy's waiting for November Rain? I mean, that's, are you going to dance for him then? Because that's like 7 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
So she has to get the tips up front, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. If y'all go to a strip club, let me ask you, would you tell your wives?
She'd probably go with me, but I'm not going to one. I'm too old for that crap.
I'm kind of over it. Like, the strip clubs aren't for me anymore.
Yeah. That was great when I was in my 20s, but no.
So why was it great in your 20s? Sorry. And then?
Well, because it was... Well, I'm not going to get any details, but it was fun then. It's not fun now. I have no interest.
Okay.
Just too old for that crap.
It's funny. I don't Fred think women really get, understand.
Fred needs medicine to get boners now.
No, he doesn't.
He's in his
70s. Let's not start spreading that crap.
Wait, no, he is not. He is my age, so wait a minute, okay?
Started taking pills, then it would be, never mind.
Pills can make things go on and on way too long. They can make things really unpleasant from the woman's standpoint.
It's unpleasant enough being married to me. So.
That's a you problem.
There you go. No, it's not.
All right, anyway. That's Beth Liebling, and check out her show Saturday night. Go by her shop and buy some lube.
Thank y'all.
Wedding gift. Yes. Lube for the couple.
Y'all are awesome.
All right, guys, I have to tell you, the Preakness is here. It's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv offers more odds and action for the races than any other site. And going to have my picks up here soon. And if you want to take advantage of those, you can get all the safe and secure fun you need to win big. Plus, you're going to enjoy fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Come join MyBookie.lv today. You can also boost your action. How about this 7% rebate when you place your wagers? So if you play a lot of volume, man, that 7% rebate can make a difference. You can also get in on all the basketball action. Ask about our 50% sign-up bonus. With decades of expertise and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account. Not going to make it to the track this weekend? Pull out your smartphone and sign up with our user-friendly mobile site. What are you waiting for? Pick your ponies. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Guys, coming up on Saturday night, HBO, Terrence Bud Crawford taking on a gold medalist, Felix Diaz. It's going to be a fantastic fight, and it's right there. It's on HBO. No pay-per-view. It's there for you. Bud Crawford's one of the most exciting pound-for-pound guys in the world. He is a knockout artist, and I think he's looking for one here on Saturday night. It's always fun to watch him get in there. One of the best, undefeated champion, one of the best in the world as far as I'm concerned. I'd say he's in that conversation, top two or three pound-for-pound in the whole world. And he's taking on an experienced, crafty guy in Felix Diaz. It's going to be a tough matchup for him, but he's determined to use his knockout power and ring dominance to continue his title reign. Ray Beltran takes on Jonathan Maicello in an undercard bout that's going to be a great fight in the lightweight division. All this action coming up Saturday, this Saturday, May 20th, 9:15 Central Time, HBO's World Championship Boxing, live from the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden, and it's only on HBO.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tomorrow, Sam Houston Race Park. Join us for a live broadcast beginning at 4. We'll get you ready for the weekend's Preakness. Plus, enjoy the best drink special in town, 50 Cent Beer Night. Then the Casey Donahue Band hits the stage after live racing. Just want to listen to this music all night, man.
I know. Crank it up a little, John.
Yeah.
I think he said Kiss the Snake. Maybe he saw Kiss the Snake at night. It's a bad idea, though. It didn't work.
Chris said he had to hang up to eat dinner, but the Darling Way segment was hilarious. And Chase says, kiss the stripper, not the snake. New shirt idea. Well,
it could be.
Depending
could
on the snake. It could work. Depending on the snake, I might rather have that. That's okay. Do we just go into Hoffman on Hollywood here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's go into Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Let's start with, we'll start here with Michael Moore. Did you see that Michael Moore has announced Fahrenheit 11-9, his newest documentary on, of course, Donald Trump?
Oh, boy.
You can't feel good if you're Donald Trump about this coming out. 11-9 in reference to November 9th when he became the president. But it's they issued a statement. There's no greater part of what we can do right now than to have the power to bring Michael Moore to a mass audience. When we had the opportunity to work with him on Fahrenheit 9/11, we were so persistent that we unfortunately had to part ways from Disney, and we lost our beloved Miramax, named after our parents, because we believed so strongly in the message. The movie broke all records then, and we plan to do it again. This movie will have one of the most innovative distribution plans ever. Now more than ever, Michael's appetite for the truth is crucial. We are ecstatic to be a part of this revolution. That's from the Weinstein Group, Harvey Weinstein, who is obviously a big Michael Moore supporter.
Yeah, very familiar with Harvey.
But, yeah, this is
going to
be
almost wound up doing business with him, but...
You almost wound up not doing business with him?
No, doing business with him, which we did not. But.
Oh, is it because he's going to do the Trump movie instead of your movie?
No, it's because just decided to go a different direction. But
speaking of Trump, Saturday Night Live, who you could argue has benefited as much from him as anybody on television, maybe Fox News, I don't know.
Alec Baldwin and Melissa McCarthy, especially.
Saturday Night Live has the best ratings they've had since 2011. And
I believe it.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I've tried to watch it lately, and I have to say most of the skits are just awful. But last week when Melissa McCarthy was there for the whole show,
people were digging into it, huh?
It was, she's funny. I mean, you can pretty much put her in anything, but most of the time I think the writing is crap, but the Alec Baldwin character is hilarious and she's hilarious. So, although I guess if Spicer gets fired, that character's gone.
Well, is he?
I thought he got fired, no?
No, not it's yet.
Not yet.
No, not quite yet. I'm guessing they're talking about a Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah, that's
like
what I heard. Not,
a hot Fox News chick being the replacement, which is so hilarious. And they're also talking about one of Trump's personal lawyers becoming the head of the FBI. It's like, I mean, it's so crazy the world we're living in. But either way, the finale comes up on this Saturday night. Will feature The Rock as the host and Katy Perry as musical guest. And the Roseanne show appears to be coming back. A Roseanne revival.
Really? There's people who want that?
I think it's taking Last Man Standing spot. And that got canceled.
Okay. Well, that was a Tim Allen show, right?
Yes. And I think that was doing pretty well.
But they got too political, right?
Yes. And it got canceled. Off.
And it was right-leaning, right?
Yeah, he was right-leaning, yes.
Okay.
Tim Allen was.
Yeah. Roseanne Barr is going to be back. John Goodman's going to be back. Sarah Gilbert is going to be back. And both Beckys will appear. Both girls that played Becky in the show will somehow be worked into the script. I don't know how exactly. And I don't know that I even am interested in seeing Roseanne. Roseanne at the time was such an edgy show. And it hit on a bunch of the topics like teen pregnancy and drug use.
Yeah.
That now it's almost like that's not even remotely risque. But
it's kind of like Married with Children was.
Right.
They dealt with all this stuff, and now it's like, eh.
Can you make that now? Is it going to be? I mean, is it going to have the same edge to it? I don't know.
No, and it's on network.
Right. And like one of the things that Roseanne did, like it felt like a regular kind of trashy family instead of a perfect TV family.
Right, which was good.
Yeah, and now, I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot of shows that have done that.
Everybody's so. Kind of a trashy family.
Yeah, so like when they started, it was a really good idea. I just don't know that it has anything now. And then obviously the bad news today, and you've heard us playing his music all day today, Scott Weiland has passed away. Chris Cornell has passed away due to a self-inflicted hanging. We always do the porn star guess to death. That would not have been my guess, but I did it after the show last night in Detroit, which is a bummer, and he will be missed. And that, friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm bummed over that. That's I shouldn't be surprised that a grunge singer would kill himself, but you get to 52.
You feel like you're past the...
Yeah.
Danger zone, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless, like I said, the only time I would ever even think about it is if I had like some kind of terminal cancer was going to cost my family millions of dollars. Right. Then yeah. Otherwise, not a chance in hell. Doesn't matter how bad things get, man. You can always rally. And at 52, what reason do you have? I mean, maybe he's battling depression, but. He's got the wherewithal to go and get treatment
for that. Help, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I need to know more. But, oh well, so that was how we started the show. Don't want to finish it on that necessarily. But tomorrow we'll be out at the racetrack, so come on out. And just, once again, if you're looking for Preakness stuff.
So we are at the racetrack.
We are at the racetrack. Somebody asked, what are the odds you show up at the.
It's in my phone. I'm good to go.
Okay, I'm going to say there's no way in hell this happens twice in 1 week.
I'm locked in.
And next Wednesday, you're at Wildcat Golf Club.
Okay. All right. That's a good course.
We're not invited to play?
I mean, I guess you could do it before the show.
I kind of wouldn't mind hitting some golf balls. I don't need to play.
You should play during the show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like they should just have an engineer follow us around the whole time.
Yeah, and then one of us can be